Hello and welcome to Uniquely Created. I'm Chrissy and I'm glad you're joining me for Mindflow Monday. Before we start, I want to talk really quickly about a change I'm making for this summer. With two boys out of school, things get a little hectic. I'm sure many of you are in that same boat. So from now until August, I'm going to be switching from twice a week podcast to once a week. You can use this time to catch up on the ones you've missed. Come August, I will ramp it back up. And this kind of ties in with my message for today. For the past about 6 years, I've been an usher at my church. I'm the lady with the flashlight who will tell you where to go, but in the most loving way. And I just recently switched teams to security. I'm still trying to convince them that I should be allowed to carry a gun, but for now I have to settle for a walkie-talkie. This weekend, I got to watch the new leaders who took over my old team. And can I tell you what? I am so stinking proud of them. They killed it. And here's one of the reasons why. You can tell when people are serving because they've been told that they are supposed to serve. And you can tell when people are serving because they feel the joy of serving. God just shows all over their faces. You can see it in how they serve and in how they encounter others. And God was just shining all over these two. Their enthusiasm reminded me that this is what serving is supposed to look like. Too often, I think we encounter people who are getting a little tired and a little burned out. They've forgotten why they are doing what they are doing and how good it truly feels. And when you watch someone who is just passionate and eager, you're reminded. So I thought as we head into summer, it would be good to talk about some tips to help us stay excited and not experience the burnout. Number one, do something you enjoy. Yes, sometimes we are called to do things that are hard. Sometimes we are pushed out of our comfort zone, and sometimes we will be needed to fill a gap. But we also have opportunities to find ways to serve that fill us as much as they fill other people. Once we find our spiritual gifts, we're better able to do this. Serving is fun when you're in the right seat. If you ask me to usher or to write or to teach, I'll show up every day and I'll be happy to do it. Ask me to serve in the nursery, those babies won't be the only ones crying. Number two, guard your yeses. Don't say yes to everything that comes your way. Watch your time and make sure you're not overcommitting. We've talked before about the power of a yes. One big reason is to make sure you don't burn out. Can you do many things? Yes, but that doesn't mean you should. We are told to go forth and make disciples, not refuse to raise up new leaders because we don't want to give away ministry, or try to do it all ourselves because we're control freaks. Number three, watch your time. Sabbath is not just recommended, it is essential. If you haven't instituted this into your routine yet, try it and see what a difference it makes. Look for different seasons and don't be afraid to take a break if needed. It's better to take one when you feel like you're getting run down than when you're past that point and exhausted. Sometimes a little break is all we need and we'll come back refreshed and ready to amp up and hit the ground running. Sometimes the season calls for a change. That's one of the reasons that I need to go from 2 a week to 1 a week, and I know you guys understand. Number four, celebrate the wins. There will be days that are hard, but when we look for the wins, no matter how small, and celebrate them, we remember to refocus on why we're doing this. We remember the eternal significance of helping people find and follow God. And we realize how blessed we are to be able to witness that and play even a small part. Number five, build your community. Have people around you that you can share with and who will help you. Some days you may need an ear to listen. Make sure it's an ear that will give you the right advice when you need it. Make sure it's people you can be open with, people who will not judge you, and people who will love you. And make sure you have mentors who will help to pull out all that God has put in you. Number six, don't use serving as a replacement for spending time with God. I think this is the most important. We need to keep our hearts healthy. We do this by spending time with God and by spending time in His Word. Don't get so caught up in the busyness of serving that you forget God should be first and foremost in your life. When we serve, we deepen the relationship that we have with God. It allows us to grow closer to Him and to grow personally, but we have to be willing to grow. There is nothing more exhilarating than serving, but if we go about doing it the wrong way or we don't put the right guardrails on it, it can be downright exhausting. We have to keep the energy, keep the excitement, and we do this by keeping God the focus. Thanks for joining me today. Remember, you can always find more Uniquely Created on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.